What's up? Yeah, what's up? Look at you back here on What's the Topic again. This is your boy DJ Nash. Okay, I actually got rid of that DJ Nash. I'll just call myself Fearless Eagle until I can call myself a DJ. I'm still, you know, catching up in terms of that title there. Yes, I'll be mixing, doing the most, yes, on the decks right there. So make sure you stay tuned in to catch the mixes. Bye. Fearless Eagle, yeah, that's what I call myself. And today is another day, yes, with What's the Topic. We got our amazing presenter, yes, yeah, co-host, yes, yeah. Right here, called Mr. Oliver. Juice yourself.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
It's Oliver once again, yeah. You know, amazing week.
She's back.
You know, amazing morning.
Yeah.
You know, whatever time of the day that you're listening to, It's actually a great day.
Yeah.
You know. Welcome back once again. I'm glad to be here with you guys.
Yeah, we're back.
I hope that you guys enjoy the show.
We're back. Yeah, I'm here. He's here. She's here. We all here. Yeah, all of us. So, today is going to be a very interesting show. Yes. As you can see, the title itself, it caught your attention. That's why you wanted to find out what's happening in this show. You're like, okay, what's the topic? He's talking about Candy Crush. Yeah, my tongue almost went south.
Hey.
But, yo. You know how we do it right here. Yes.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be talking about Candy Crush.
Candy.
Before we even go into the info, what do you think about Candy Crush?
For me.
Yeah.
For me, you know, just from the name, deriving from the name Candy, it's Candy and then Crush. You know, Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Crushing Candy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's self explanatory. So Candy Crush. You know. So yeah, that's what I think of the game.
Yeah. I remember the first time I heard of the game Candy Crush, I was thinking, hey, Candy Crush, like, yeah, well, what is that? Like, hey, Candy Crush, you know, obviously you think sweets
and all this
stuff. Now you want to find out what type of game is this?
Yeah, that's true.
And all those things, hey.
Because I'm originally a French-speaking person.
Hey.
So the first time I heard Candy Crush, I thought it was like a racing game or some sort of car game, you know, something related to racing or anything like that.
Yeah.
So until, you know, I actually understood like the words and whatnot, so I'm like, yeah, so Candy Crush. Like,
yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I can say same thing happened in my mind. But before we even go into the details of Candy Crush, you know, give you all the information that you know about Candy Crush. Some of you already know what's happening with Candy Crush. Some of you don't even know what's happening with Candy Crush. So we're gonna go into the details. But before we do that, you know what we do here on What's the Topic? We give you the awesome music that you love and enjoy for you to get pumped up. And then after that, we come back into this, going straight into the topic. Yeah, so Christ music is hot
music.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Lily Million, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
You make me feel like I'm born again to be like an image of you. Oh, you teach me how to be alive, to love and not criticize. There's no one like you. Oh,
Yeah, hope you enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed that. I know, in fact, don't hope. We don't hope. We know you enjoyed that because we enjoy it. So, going into the Candy Crush. Yeah, Candy Crush.
Candy.
Like, I actually, yo, the last time I checked, it's not just one. It's Candy Crush, Sega, or Saga, however they want to pronounce it.
I think Soda. Each year there's like an update of the game.
Yeah.
You know, over time people get bored of the game, and obviously there has to be like some sort of update, you know, to grab your attention.
Yeah.
So that's why I think there's names and sub-names, if that's a word. To the game.
Sounds like, hey, the games have episodes also, eh?
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, there's different episodes of, what's this, anime, you know, series and all that stuff. You know. It's like the games also have that as well. Like, yeah, it's there. But now, yeah, Candy Crush, Sega, or Saga, however you wanna say it. Basically, just going through, like, the basic information about it. It's basically a free-play match 3 puzzle. Yeah, video game. Mm-hmm. So it was released by King. Yes.
Yeah, King. King is actually. I think it's an entertainment company where they produce games and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Konami for the guys that play FIFA. PES. Konami is one of the companies.
King falls under that. I used to love PES. Eh? Actually, used to love PES.
PES.
In fact, I still love soccer, but PES was the one. For me,
PES sucked. PES really sucked.
Okay, so like I used to love PES because of the graphics.
Yeah, okay.
I think
we have to give them credit when it comes to graphics compared to FIFA. I'm a FIFA fan.
I think PES.
But when it comes to the game itself, you know, the content, the skills,
gameplay and all
you know,
those
everything,
things,
FIFA has the throne.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they I won't deny it.
FIFA takes
I won't deny
that's
it.
That's for sure, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm a FIFA fan 100%.
Yeah.
And I believe I'm the best FIFA player in the world.
Oh.
Period.
Yeah, okay, we'll see about that. Yeah, I'm going to organize a match.
Yeah, just to point that out.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, if I beat him, not even if, when I beat him, so you guys, you know, in fact,
that's,
you.
Those are wishes.
And the other guy. So you are witnesses to this, including the whole of the studio, whoever that's listening to this.
Yeah.
You are all witnesses. So when I beat him,
so guys, here's
he's
the
going
bet.
To... buy me
yes, a
cappuccino.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Plus biltong.
And when I beat you, I'm gonna do the intro to our next show. Is that fine?
Oh. Yeah. Nah. It's cool. Yes.
Yeah. That's
he's got it. It's got it. Yes.
That's a bet on.
Mm-hmm. So whoever that starts the show next week, you know who what. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Must have.
Yeah. But now going back into Candy Crush. Yes, Candy Crush. So Candy Crush was basically made by King, you know, the company, and then. The year when it was actually made was 2012.
Yeah,
that's when it came out, 12 April.
And the way it has actually blew up, you know.
Yeah.
Because for such a game, you know, because like almost everyone in the world knows Candy Crush, and like sometimes it takes a while for a game to be known by everyone.
Yeah.
And the fact that it just blew up within how long? It's been almost 6 years or seven now since it was made, and you know that's actually you know. That's mind blowing.
In fact, so the first time when it actually came out, it was initially like, the word was going that other side. But it was initially made for Facebook. That's actually, it was made for that.
For Facebook.
And I remember actually saw it, the first time I saw it, it was on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it was made for Facebook, and then, eventually it went to your app store, you know, and all those stuff. But so it's like interesting, eh? It's actually interesting.
Actually, as a coder, I think one way that they actually caught the people's attention is to make it mobile responsive
or
mobile friendly.
Mm.
You know, because your phone is something that you have with you all the time. If it was an Xbox game, then obviously you go home and then play Xbox or your PlayStation.
Yeah.
And one way where they could actually capture the world, you know, in brackets, was to put it on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have your phone literally every time of the day, you know, so that I think that's how they conquer the world of entertainment right now.
That was a smart move.
That was actually a smart move.
Yeah, like for real, big time.
Yeah.
And in 2012 April it came out on Facebook, so obviously for browser it was basically an online game, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
And then in 2012, same year, on the 14th of November, that's when they created Candy Crush for basically your Android and your Apple.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. And then going on, obviously, into your December, you know. In fact, Apple had it first before Android.
Yeah, of course.
Apple, yeah, I hate those people.
I feel like Apple is always ahead of time.
Ish. Yeah, like a big time, eh?
Yeah.
Big time, yo. They, yeah, I won't disagree.
You know, like, and that's, you know, when you think about it, when you look at Apple, like, there isn't much, you know, difference between Apple and Android. You know, maybe in terms of security, yeah. But then I feel like Android, you know, has more features and whatnot compared to Apple. But the fact that Apple sells their products with pride.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
And that's why people will keep on buying Apple.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's also available on Windows, by the way.
Yeah, also
so
on
Windows Phone and all
Windows
stuff.
Phone, yeah, Windows laptop.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like actually really interesting. So yeah. You know, some of the things that you guys know we do not know about Candy Crush, just comment yes. Comment it on the page, yep. On our Facebook page,
you know,
Instagram, whatever, wherever
everywhere.
You want to get us. Yeah.
Everywhere.
By the way, on Facebook, you can catch me on Nash Workaholic Bobo, yes, and Mr. Oliver. Where can
wait,
they get?
What's your Facebook name?
Nash Workaholic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, workaholic.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Makes sense. I thought you said
Bob.
Alcoholic.
Okay, yeah, that's what you man. Yeah,
I'm just making sure. Yeah. And myself, you
yeah.
Catch me on Facebook at Olivier Junior Elonga. And,
yeah.
On my Instagram, it's Olivier dot Elonga. So that's ELO.
Yeah.
NGA.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Too much. So here's another session of music that you're gonna love and enjoy. Hope you don't go anywhere. In fact, you're not going anywhere because you have time to think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Reminisce.
Yeah, you that's know. The one. Yeah. I think I should release an album titled that, eh?
Reminisce.
Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah, you man. So enjoy the music. We'll be right back.
again. Yes, I'm on the team. Working in progress, I'm jumping in. Your Holy Spirit is guiding me. Prophecy driven to infinity. Heaven is our destination. Jesus is the only one. Heaven is our destination. Jesus is the only one.
Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
So now, rewind, go back. I'm going back to the original. I'm going back to the Inception.
Our new Inception album is out. You can get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
Yeah, coming back, yeah, we know that you enjoyed that short yeah. music you know. Session for you to think about everything, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, may I have a question, eh?
Mm-hmm. Speak to me.
Obviously, yeah, Candy Crush, you know, like, there's a, okay, before I even ask this, okay, maybe I should ask the question first. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, would you prefer playing Candy Crush or not?
Would I prefer?
Yeah, like if you have free time and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, I think I would play Candy Crush.
Why?
Like, I mean, it's a very, I think it's a very addictive game. You know, it's just, I don't know, like, I feel like these guys actually, before making the game, they actually thought of the human mind because it's so basic, but at the same time, addictive. Like, I've played it, so that's why I'm speaking from experience.
Oh.
So, you know,
yes.
So that's why I'm saying I would play because I've played and
yeah.
you know, I enjoy playing it.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I think, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, there isn't like some deep reason as to I would play, like it's just you know it's just a game like a nice game if that's English. So yeah, that's
yeah.
me. What about you?
In fact, I have it on my phone. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
that explains you know and answers the question. Yes.
Yeah,
so
well.
I do play it. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not all the time. I play it when I have free time. You see.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So it's not it's not that bad. You know, it's not one of those games where you like it's for ladies only, and yeah, you know the guys are not allowed to play. No, it's one of those games that everyone plays. You know, when they have free time, and yeah, for me it's cool because
mm-hmm.
I get to see. How my brain thinks, you know,
yeah.
and how it puts things together.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you look at over the years, there's been different versions of Candy Crush, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's like your Candy Crush. Okay, the first time I played Candy Crush, I saw Candy Crush as Candy Crush, you know,
mm-hmm.
without anything added. But over the years, there's obviously been different versions of Candy Crush. So like your Candy Crush Soda, Candy Crush... Yeah, Soda Sega,
yeah, you know,
Candy Crush, Jelly Sega, and
yeah.
Candy Crush Friends Sega. Yo, there's like,
yeah
interesting
you
some of them
to,
I haven't even seen.
You always have to stay on the loop, you know,
yeah.
like, all the time, because then it's the same thing as technology. Over time, you have to upgrade, and, you know, people get bored of maybe a version, a certain
yeah.
version of a game, and things like that. So, obviously, that's why you have updates,
yeah,
etc.,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah. And yeah, so one of the games that Candy Crush was basically competing, you know, they actually say that
mm-hmm.
during that period of time, there was a game that I actually remember one of them because my sister used to play it.
Yeah.
On the, obviously, the PC version,
mm-hmm.
she used to play it.
Yeah.
So the one is Jelly Queen. I don't even know which game is that.
Same here. Actually,
I've never played that game.
I've never heard
and
of
then
that game.
The second one is Cupcake Cow. Yeah, that one I remember because my sister used to play this game, you see.
I don't know.
On the PC version, along with your, was this cake, you know, baking cake,
mm-hmm.
those games and all those stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, this one I remember because, like,
know.
Yeah, back then it was one of those games that I wouldn't say females, I'll say, okay, let me say kids, you know, they used to enjoy it because
yeah.
you get to make cakes, you know, you get to run a, you're basically running a restaurant,
I think, cakes
and cupcakes and all those
stuff. I think as you explained,
so
I'm actually,
that's
you know,
the one that I remember.
Yeah, I think I know what game you're talking about, you know.
Yeah,
I think
and that is a game that Candy Crush was competing with.
And then boom,
so,
I think
yeah.
Candy Crush is like on top right now.
Yeah.
You know, the internet says there's 93 million people that play this game every day.
Yes.
Every single day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's quite, you know, there's money in the city.
Joe, hey, yeah. Hey man, 93, that's a lot. That is actually a lot.
That's a
in
lot.
Fact, I think the listener is also one of them, eh?
Mm-hmm.
The listener yeah. also plays Candy Crush.
I feel like you're sitting yeah. there and you're like, ah,
mm-hmm.
these guys.
Yeah,
are they prophesying?
Yeah, yeah. If they're not playing Candy Crush, they're probably going to see, okay, what is yeah. this game all about?
Yeah.
So that's Candy Crush for
you.
And,
we're not promoting the game. We're just, you know, we're just saying you should try the game.
Yeah,
we're not getting paid for this.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah,
I feel like they have enough publicity.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they're out there. So just check out the game, man.
Yeah, that's Candy Crush for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a moment for you to take some time to think and breathe. Yeah.
Yeah.
What up? This is Freeze from the Lyrical Disciples, and you are listening to Active FM.
I'm also a disciple.
Yeah. 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 Active.
Yep. So it was awesome. It was amazing. It was fun. Yeah. We actually enjoyed the fact that you were listening to this amazing show.
Yep,
yes.
You know.
So next week, don't forget, whoever that starts the show, it's the one that won.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guys, keep that in
yes.
mind.
So in fact, you never know.
Just for future reference.
Yeah.
Just to know, I'm starting the show, guys.
Oh.
Period.
Okay.
No argument on it.
Mm-hmm.
I told you guys already, I'm the best FIFA player in the world.
Leonard, I got Cristiano on my side.
Oh, come on. Now he's depending on players.
No.
He's depending on players.
I never said that.
No, like,
never said that.
A good FIFA player can play with any team.
Oh.
Okay, above 4 stars.
Oh. No, any team, yes.
I'm telling you, no.
I'm going to give him a 1-star team.
Imagine he's playing with Kaizer Chiefs and I'm playing with Barcelona, which is the best team in the world.
Still give him a hiding? Yes,
okay, we, you know,
give him a hiding.
We'll find that out.
Yes. So don't forget to catch us next week, same time, same place. If it's morning for you, good morning. If it's evening for you, good evening. If it's afternoon for you, good afternoon.
And
I know, like, I wasn't going in order. I was going morning at night and then coming back into the afternoon doing it like that.
Yeah,
that's how I love doing it. But next week, same time, same place, we'll see you. Peace out and God bless. Don't forget to catch the shows on our website www.activefm.co.za, or you can go onto Iono FM and you get the Active FM shows there. So from me, myself,
and
Mr. Nash,
and I, which is Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We are signing out. Peace out and God
bless.
Yeah. I rap Jesus, homie, I mean it.